Now, the FAI, as you've been hearing, has apologised after footage emerged of Republic of Ireland players singing a pro-IRA song in the aftermath of their qualification for the World Cup at the match in Glasgow on Tuesday night, last night. A video circulated on social media appearing to show the team celebrating in their Hampden Park dressing room after the game, singing Ooh Ah Up the Ra, a song associated with support for the IRA. Republic of Ireland qualified for their first World Cup in 20 years and their first ever Women's World Cup following a 1-0 win over Scotland in Glasgow. Speaking this lunchtime, the Ireland manager Vera Powell reiterated that apology.
We're sincerely deeply sorry for what happened, and it doesn't matter if the players meant anything or not, because they didn't mean anything with it, because if it's the celebrations and that then occurs. But that doesn't mean that they should not be not realizing what they are doing. And it's also not to put it on social media or not. If it's in a private room, it should not happen either.
Let's talk to our sports correspondent, our soccer correspondent, Tony O'Donoghue. Tony, I suppose it does cast something of a shadow over this fantastic victory and qualifying match last evening. But by moving quickly to apologise, an unqualified apology, that'll the association will hope that puts it to bed.
I think today Vera Powell is making it clear there that they're embarrassed and they are sorry, deeply sorry for what happened, because they're elite athletes. These women have proven by their actions on the field. By being elite athletes, they're the best in the country. That gives them the opportunity to wear the jersey. But with that representation comes responsibility. They wear the green, or like last night, they wear the orange. And the whole point of it is to try and unite the country in a joyful moment for their achievement last night. Instead, they did something that was silly, and they've owned it. They've come out quickly. They've reminded the players of their responsibilities. They said sorry collectively, and they vowed that there would be no repeat of this. It does need some education, because it was a moment of celebration, but it was a silly error, and it has cast a shadow, unfortunately, over their achievement. Mm-hmm. And it's very clear that Vera was saying there, it's not the point that it got out. That's not the issue. It shouldn't have happened. She's not worried that it got out. Mm-hmm. It's not that they want to maintain the sanctity of the dressing room, so to speak. So I think she's been sincere, and I think the players proved to me and the country last night with their performance, first of all, and then their eloquence and their humility, that they are top people, and they've done brilliantly to achieve their goal.
I suppose they've learned a hard lesson now, because they are on the top flight. There's a lot more attention on them, and how they behave is going to be a lot more focused on than it would have been in previous times.
Well, the change in this group of players, in their circumstances and in their abilities, they have maximised their potential. Can you think back to only 2017, just 5 years ago, and they were gathering in Liberty Hall and they were threatening strike because they weren't getting proper facilities. They had to give back their tracksuits. They had to. They weren't getting anything like the same money that their male counterparts were getting. Now they're getting equal pay. Now they're getting proper facilities. Now they're getting all the opportunity to be the best they can be. And when they were given that opportunity, and you have to give credit to the FAI, not something I say very often, they have really got behind these girls, and the girls have repaid that in spades and qualified with a magnificent campaign culminating in last night's performance.
So they're off to Australia. The next big moment is going to be the draw, isn't it?
Yeah, the draw will be on the 23rd of October in Auckland. The World Cup is going to be held in Australia and in New Zealand. And can you imagine the amount of Irish people who were there already, the amount of people who will want to go over and support them? When you look at the cities that the World Cup is going to be in, Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, Perth, Adelaide, Auckland, Dunedin, Hamilton. I can imagine that when Ireland get there, they're a pot three team, but they'll be fancying maybe getting New Zealand or Australia the hosts. And between now and next year, I think we can look at, these are heroes now, and they deserve their hero status for what they've achieved on the field. And they've become household names. And between now and next summer, they're going to be even more well-known, I think.
And of course, last night, they had a number of injuries to contend with. Those aren't hopefully going to be an issue come the finals.
Well, Amber Barrett became the hero in chief last night with the goal she scored. She wasn't someone who was starting regularly for Vera Powell. There were a lot of injuries, the likes of Megan Campbell, who didn't make it last night, or Rucha Littlejohn, or Jessica Zhu. there were so many players that Vera Powell couldn't call on last night for those injury reasons. And yet, throughout this campaign, who she's called on, she's had to mix it up. The players have responded in kind to her and found a way to win in difficult circumstances. They've won away in Finland, they drew away in Sweden, they won away in Slovakia, and last night's performance proved once again that this team has come a long way.
All right, we send our congratulations from the News at One to all of them and to Vera as well. Tony, thanks very much.